The country is reeling from another mass shooting, this time by a 22-year-old fell rapper who we now know dressed up as a woman to commit his July 4th attack. His parents are shocked, like they always are. No surprise there, guys. But his social media history tells a very different story, one of violence and a bunch of other creepy shit that would probably lead anybody else to think that, yeah, one day that kid's gonna do something that we all regret. But first, I am Joe Stone and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe. On July 4th, Highland Park gunman Robert Bobby Crimo dressed up as a woman to carry out his attack. A total of 26 victims aged between 8 and 85 were injured, with 6 still receiving hospital treatment. According to authorities, the violence began approximately 10 to 15 a.m. local time, around 15 minutes after the parade began. Reports say that the gunman climbed up an unsecured ladder that was attached to the Gearhead Outfitters, an outdoor equipment store. At that point, Crimo opened fire on the crowd, killing 6 and injuring dozens more, including the elderly and children, as young as 8 years old. It has not been confirmed how long the shooting went on for, but there are many stories of witnesses saying how they had to watch as kids were being picked off in the crowd. He fired 70 rounds from the roof of a local store before ditching the weapon and running into the crowd himself. He fled among the frightened parade goers, pretending to be one of the victims, and then went to his mother's house. She gave him her vehicle, and it's not necessarily clear if she knew what he had done before he got there. So we don't know if she's a suspect, but we will see later on. But shortly after, he was caught anyway, about 8 hours later after the shooting, following a multi-agency manhunt. Investigators are still interviewing Crimo, but they have not been able to determine his motive. So right now, they don't know why he did this. His post on social media show him supporting Donald Trump and going to different rallies. And sources say that the neighborhood that the attack happened in was a Jewish neighborhood, or older Jewish neighborhood. But if you go through his social media posts, he obviously was a disturbed young man, or is a disturbed young man, should I say. There are many posts that he made on social media, drawings of him shooting people, and in a disturbing music video clip posted by Crimo, he can also be seen throwing bullets on the floor of a classroom while wearing armor in what appears to be a joke about school shootings. So yeah, and the whole video like happens inside of a classroom. So it seems like he was already planning this a long time ago, or at least fantasizing about it. But at this moment, he has yet to be charged. I'm pretty sure the DA are trying to make sure that they charge him with everything under the sun that they can possibly charge him with, and are trying to make sure they can establish motive in order to paint a picture of exactly what was the purpose in the message that he was trying to send by carrying out his attack. Not that it matters, because there was no reason for anyone to commit some type of violent act like that. And I'm sure he will get the justice that he deserves in court. But let me know what you think in the comments. Does this make gun reform a more important issue moving forward when you vote? Do you think that it was the political landscape that skewed this young man one way or another? Is this a failure of the parents, a failure of the system, or is just senseless violence that no one can predict? Let us know what you think in the comments, and we will keep you updated as we get more information. In a shocking turn of events, this celebrity may or may not have gotten themselves canceled after a long hiatus from the limelight. What happens when biological women don't agree with trans women being considered women and say something about it? Well, R&B legend Macy Gray is on the chopping block after she said this in an interview with Piers Morgan. Now, that's a risky move in 2022 for anybody, but what surprised me more than the stance that Macy Gray took was the other public figures that happened to be biological women as well that were taking her side. With Bette Midler having this to say: "Women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators, and even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you." So I guess there is a population of biological women that do have some issues with the conversations around transgender women. Okay. Even the creator of Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, had this to say after she retweeted a tweet of someone trying to cancel Macy Gray: "Today feels like a good day to ensure I bought at Macy Gray's life's entire catalog." I mean, look, good music is good music. And yes, while she got support from these public figures, it doesn't stop there. Every post I saw on the topic on Instagram and Twitter showed comments with tens of thousands of likes in support of what Macy said. Like this post with over 20,000 likes on Instagram: "She ain't say nothing wrong. I agree with her though. I agree with her though. I agree with her though. 11,000 likes. But she is telling the truth. Laugh out loud. 11,000 likes. Another woman with 9,000 likes: I agree because their body will never know a period, menopause, cramps, risk of cervical or ovarian cancers, and a host of other shit women encounter. Your DNA will also say male. A woman is a rite of passage. You can't skip steps. I respect you as a trans woman, but we will never be equal in terms of womanhood. Another risky take, guys. It's really sad how truth has become the enemy these days. Bette Midler and Macy Gray didn't say anything wrong, and they are not transphobic for saying what they said. Ooh, that's another good point. Is it okay for you to have a dissenting opinion, especially if you use proper pronouns, which Macy Gray said she had no problem doing, only that she did not agree that trans women are biological women. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like we're talking semantics here, but let me continue. And look, to be honest, all I saw was overwhelming support. And while, of course, there are calls of canceling Macy Gray, and there's plenty of people who had tweets about that and accusations of her being a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, for the most part, it seems like the sentiments were well-received. Which is intriguing because up until this point, it seems like women have stood by and quietly took on the chin trans women coming into their spaces, even at the expense of their own opportunities. Women have been good sports. Literally, with stories of trans women dominating in all forms of athletics at every level in a space where they've had to fight hard to be taken seriously in the first place and just being cool with it. Hell, Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year and the only people I saw mad about it were men. But this time, things are different. It seems like women are drawing a line somewhere and saying, hey, I don't know if this space I want to share with you. And that is something that women and trans women will have to negotiate between themselves, socially and culturally, their places in society and the verbiage around it, I guess. But I want to ask you what you think. So is this the first signal that the patience of biological women is wearing thin? Is Macy Gray really a TERF? Does she deserve to be canceled? Is cancel culture even a thing anymore? And where does truth start and bigotry begin? Let me know in the comments. Now, this next story has Twitter in an uproar. This is Rhode Island State Senator Tierra Mack twerking on a handstand while encouraging people to come out and vote for her. And this video has sparked a major debate online, with some people saying that this is inappropriate behavior for a senator, and it's a bad look for women, and black women in particular, and others defending her right to express herself as she sees fit, which apparently is with her ass in the air. I'm not complaining, it's just, if I'm sexualizing my senator, I don't want to hear nobody, her ass was in the air. Look, you said it. I wonder if it's bribery if she takes like a stripper pole to the voting booth. Hey, vote for me, get a lap dance. All right, anyway, people had a lot to say. Like this woman, how does this empower us as black females? Another person said, it's not good for black men either. We don't need young black men thinking this is the way to get their vote. In support of her, you've had people saying she's actually trying to do a lot to help. But hey, if y'all just want to focus on her twerking, go right ahead. To be fair, she's the one that got us focusing on her twerking. I'm just saying. Another Twitter user said, Tierra Mack is why blacks aren't taken seriously. The only way to gain votes from black people is to use celebrity endorsements, ebonics, twerking, and emotions, not logic, policies, or candid conversations. I'm not gonna lie. It does says a lot about what you think of your audience if this is the way you think you're gonna get them to come out and support you. Just saying. Whether that's a bad thing or not is another question, but I'm just saying. And then again, people just laughing it off. I'm not mad at Tierra Mack for popping pussy in a handstand. It's just a little strange for a campaign video. Good for her, I guess. Now, this is my favorite. Rhode Island Senator Tierra Mack out here throwing her ass in a circle for some votes. And y'all, I can't. She don't even have music playing. Just ass. She ain't even got no music. Hey, look, you gonna get these cheeks goddamn. Look, to be honest, as you can see, there isn't a ton of support for the twerking senator. Look, to be honest, after all of my research, I didn't see a ton of support for the twerking senator. What you see is people either making jokes or more or less shrugging their shoulders at the move or just outright condemning her. So it seems like this in general didn't go over well. And even when she tried to make it seem like it was just some conservative Trump supporters trying to dog her, and her real supporters had her back, it's clear that that was not the case. With this exchange taking the cake, Tierra said, damn, twerking upside down really makes the conservative unhinged internet accounts pop off on a Monday. Damn, twerking upside down really makes the conservative unhinged internet accounts pop off on a Monday. One of her followers tweeted back, who I'm assuming is a black woman, I'm not a conservative and I'm disappointed. Where do we draw the line on behavior of public figures? I like when we have a standard of decorum, I'm assuming black people, that we want our people to rise to be uncommon, to be admired. This ain't it. I ain't gonna lie, that's a very good point. And this was her response. Girl, I have an Ivy League degree and am a state senator. Hate to break it to you, their decorum isn't for us. They can't respect us in a system designed to oppress us. So I guess it kind of goes back to, well, I'm not trying to abide by the white standards of civility anyway, so I'm going to do me. A lot of people are going to think that that looked thirsty as hell for you to be kind of twerk for votes. So yeah, that didn't go well, and I think it would be one thing if it had just been a twerk. And look, apparently that didn't go well, and to be honest, I think if this had just been a twerk video, that would be one thing. But to deliberately make it a campaign promotion video invited all kinds of smoke and scrutiny that I don't think Ms. Mack was ready for. And again, she represents multiple groups who have had to fight to be taken seriously in the space that she currently occupies. So I don't think it's surprising to see women, and particularly black women, having something to say about it, or at least not rushing to defend her. But let me know what you think. Do you think it's appropriate for your politicians to be twerking on a handstand in a bikini? Do you think that it doesn't matter, and no matter what a black person does when they are in a position of power or a public figure, they will always be looked down upon, so it doesn't serve us to try to apply standards of white civility to ourselves? Is that even a thing? Is there an objective right way and wrong way to go about being a politician? Is that just boomer talk? I don't know. From what I've seen, it looks like, in general, people aren't buying this whole twerking on a handstand from your local politician to get your vote. It looks like people are calling a spade a spade. It looks like people are calling it out and just simply saying, it looks whack. No group that you represent is proud of you doing this. Just saying, if you want to throw it in a circle, do it. Just don't ask people to vote for you in the process, and we can solve a whole lot of trouble. But then again, that's just my thoughts. Let me know what you think in the comment. And look, that's our show for you today. Thank you for watching and being a part of this whole process. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. And I will see you in the next one.